Heard a couple of great readings with different individuals, Eliezer and Zacchaeus. I want to focus, I guess, today more with Eliezer, because he was kind of, you know, sometimes you need to stand in your line in our lives, something. You know, in history, and I remember this as when I was learning math in college, so I don't remember the dates or times or who was actually having a war about this, but literally the line was the number zero. The number zero. With philosophy and mathematics. Different groups literally killing each other to talk about the number zero. All right, now today we're reading from the second Maccabees. And Eliezer, as a leader in the culture of the Jewish history, was our loved ones. And they were kind of going through this process, really, between the Greeks and the Jewish people, the Israelites. And I think one time to think about, you know, when do we need to have the line in our lives? One image I think about is when you put a frog in a pot and start warming it, at some point the frog's got to jump out or die, right? And so right here, I think the Jewish people are finding these ways that the Greeks in this place are trying to get them away from God. You know, yesterday we heard about they build a gym. They were showing them how to worship idols. They're showing how to get other just bad things in worshiping against God. And again, slowly, 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 they're losing their faith. This is where Eliezer says, quote, from the writer, "But Eliezer made up his mind." They're telling him he has to eat pork. Has to. And so his buddy says, "Hey, then just bring some other food that's actually not pork, but you know, you can get kind of walk through this." Well, no. Eliezer made up his mind in a noble manner, worthy of his years, the dignity of his advanced age, the merited distinction of his gray hair, and of the admirable life he had lived from children. And so he declared that above all, he would be loyal to the holy laws given by God. He took his stand to follow God. How are we called to do that? How are we to follow God's law versus human's law? Or how do we focus on the good versus the evil? The physical versus the spiritual lives. And we know that some people, brothers and sisters, have sacrificed their lives for our country, for our community, to offer their lives to support, to give freedom, to show what is the line. So pray today how God is calling us to, again, follow Him. And sometimes that can be hard. Sometimes it can be tough. Especially if we're in a larger crowd and people are going against our Catholic Church or believing in God or heaven or Mother Mary. At some point we need to stand and say, hey, this is what we believe, period. No matter what you do, this is what I believe. So stand with the Lord, follow Him. And finally, as Eliezer said, "The Lord in His holy knowledge knows full well that although I could have escaped death, I am not only enduring terrible pain in my body from this scourging, but also suffering it with joy in my soul because of my devotion to Him."